A lady by the name of Claire November Miles has written a book about the history of female tattoo artists in Australia. A more curious topic I don't think I could think of. But Claire joins me in the studio this morning. Hello, Claire.
Good morning.
Why?
Because it hasn't been done is the main reason, and I'm very passionate about tattooing and art history as well.
I can tell that by looking at your arms.
Yeah, and I was really amazed when I went looking for some information and some books, and I couldn't find anything at all. I found a lot of one-off articles in magazines or newspapers,
yep,
and a lot of stuff on American ladies, but nothing at all on Australian.
So what was your own first involvement with tattooing?
I've always been curious, and I used to be the little kid that would go up and touch people who had tattoos. My mum found that very embarrassing. We had a next-door neighbour called Inky,
yep,
and he was covered from head to toe, and all he wore was a lap-lap.
Yep.
And he was a bit of an icon.
Where
out
was
at our
this?
Place. Gemfield, Central,
okay,
Queensland.
Yep. Yep.
So it was, he didn't wear shoes. That's all he wore.
Just his tattoos.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And then I sort of got into it more when I was at university and happened to be there with a couple of boys whose dad happens to be Les Bowen.
Okay.
So very
legendary
famous.
Townsville tattooist.
Yes, very famous.
Yeah. So it's interesting to me. To ask about the distinction between researching about female tattoo artists and actually getting tattooed yourself. What came first?
Getting tattooed definitely came first. I got tattooed. My first tattoo was at 21.
Yep.
I had an image that I looked at for a few years just to make sure I was 100% definite on that I wanted it. And it sort of snowballed from there. The more I got tattooed and listened to stories of the ladies, the more I was curious about why this history hadn't been recorded.
Righto. So tell me a bit about the history of tattooists, female in Australia.
Okay, well, we've got a legend called Cindy Ray, who most people have heard of, and she was one of those carnival freaks, for,
yep,
want of a better word, who got heavily tattooed and travelled around and did the circus shows to get as an attraction.
Oh, I can remember them when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Still.
She did for about four decades. She had a lot of publicity and a lot of books and postcards made from the sale of her image, but she never actually made a cent from any of that.
Okay.
So, and she was misled into that. She was told that she would make money from that, but never actually did.
And what era are we talking about with her?
Probably the 40s.
Okay. So how far does it go back?
Since the dawn of time for Indigenous peoples.
Okay. And what about white female tattoo artists in Australia? I mean, how long? When were the first of those emerged?
We're talking probably before. They weren't really known. So they were tattooing. They were the wives and the girlfriends,
sure,
and the daughters. But they weren't publicised as being tattooists. So it wasn't until probably the 60s that people actually knew about these women. They had their own studios.
Okay. When did the stigma of having tattoos pass? Because I can remember as a kid, anyone who had a tattoo was either had been in the Navy during the war or was a little bit, you know, strange.
Or had been in jail.
Or jail, yeah, maybe.
There still is a stigma with certain people. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've heard of people being called names in this day and age, walking down the street. I've had some comments made recently from a interview that I did with the Sydney Morning Herald,
yep,
where people absolutely said I had psychological issues for being so heavily tattooed, which I find amusing. So there still is a bit of a stigma, but not so much. It's sort of become a little bit trendy, as it were.
Yeah, okay. So why the book? What prompted you to find all this out and then publish?
I was talking to a lot of these older ladies and they were saying to me, I can't believe our stories have never been told or never been recorded. And when I got in touch with a few of them, I found out about others. And as I got in touch with more of them, they were just flabbergasted and they just thought it was great. Before we die, they were saying, great, someone's finally telling our stories.
That's marvellous, marvellous stuff. And what? How do you measure tattoos? I mean, I can see just from your arms that you've got quite a few, but do you measure in numbers or percentage of body covered or what?
Yeah, you do measure in numbers until you get more than you can count, and then it becomes a percentage of body covered. And don't ask me about the money side of it.
Right, no. Is it expensive?
Yes, it is. It's an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. Worthwhile. It's investing in art, isn't it?
Yes,
so,
it is.
Permanent art.
I find it fascinating. And I noticed that you even have like tracked down an Indigenous tattoo artist, female.
Yeah, that was actually a lot of hard work, and that took me months. And when I did find her, she was very reluctant to be in the book at first, and I sort of nagged her, and eventually she gave in.
So how long did it take you to do this?
Took me 3 years because I started before I was pregnant. Right. And then once I was pregnant, I was very sick and couldn't be bothered. And so I wanted to finish it. So it took me 3 years all up to get it done.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I love it. Yes. So I'm actually looking for an Australian publisher to take it on board because I couldn't find somebody interested when I first put a proposal out there. And it's actually at the moment being published and distributed from America.
Okay. Has it got a lot of photos?
It has. It's 172 pages and it's full colour.
Okay. Yep. And it's called Painted Lady.
The History of Female Tattoo Artists in Australia.
And as they say, available in all good bookshops.
Hopefully soon, yes.
Claire, lovely to talk to you. Well done.
Thank you so much for having me.
Claire Miles, author of The History of Female Tattooists in Australia, Painted Ladies. It's out. It's 11:15. This is News Talk 4BC.